At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get a great deal on AC Pro refrigerant and stay cool all summer long. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Bosch Anderson is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, July 24th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Located at 4421 South Carolina 81 in Anderson, Bosch Anderson is hiring for qualified maintenance technicians for 8, 10, and 12-hour shifts. Positions are direct hire. Minimum starting pay is $24.74 an hour to include shift differential. Applicants must have an associate degree or 2 years of technical experience. Instant interviews for qualified candidates. Visit htijobs.com for details.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Voice still hanging in there, taking over back from Ramona, not trying to be quite as boisterous as usual. Plus, I have some serious business to discuss at the start of today's show. As most people listen to the show know, we're 99% hardcore sports. Every once in a while, real life intervenes, and such is the case in the last few days. Let me start by saying this. When I do local radio in a market like this, I have come to know many of you through our events, and I consider you all my friends. We can argue. We can argue all day long on the text line. We can say things back and forth. It's just part of sports. But I have a very genuine affinity for all of the people who listen to the show. And I think I demonstrate that when we hang out together at these events. You know, I don't just disappear. I when you come, I stay. Because I'm just one of you. And so you get to know people. And sometimes there are difficult elements of that. And I'm going to give you one of them. And by the way, I never think of myself as doing anything for anybody. You know, I mean, all I do is host a sports talk radio show. There are times people write me and they thank me because I do this. They think I do this for their day that's fine. And I appreciate that. But I don't think that way. And maybe every once in a while there's an exception. And sometimes those exceptions have to do with the military. I don't know the exact time frame anymore because my direct messages only go back so far. But about 2 years ago, maybe, a man named Douglas Adam Barnett, who was a 2004 graduate of Easley High School, wrote me. He wrote me on my regular Twitter page at first, and he told me what the show meant to him. Because he was experiencing effects of PTSD. And to him, the show was important. Well, whenever I have somebody in the military follow me, I follow them back. So over the last 2 years, I had corresponded with, I called him Adam. And, you know, and he would write me about once a week, maybe sometimes more. I would write him back. It was generally about sports. There was a difficult time that he was going through, a very difficult time. I had suggested some outlets that I knew of, like Upstate Warriors Foundation. He was living in Tennessee. He was, again, originally from here. He went to school at Easley High. I thought at first, I was very concerned about the way he sounded. And that's why I had suggested all these outlets, gave him contact points. And over that period of a couple of years, and I never met Adam. We just spoke about sports and things like that. But he became a friend. And I cared about his well-being. I wanted him. I was worried initially that he sounded like an individual was having thoughts of suicide. And, you know, gradually you learn that he had a lot to live for. A couple weeks back, he sent me photos of his 5-year-old son and his 2-year-old daughter. The loves of his life, along with April, his fiancée. He was happy. He had made it. Seemingly had made it. He had turned a corner. The correspondence I had with him was now much more positive. He was feeling better about life. He was feeling great about his kids. He was feeling great about his fiancée. He seemed to have got the help he needed and had rounded that corner. Again, Douglas Adam Barnett, 2004 Easley High grad, served 3 terms in Iraq, dealt with the issues of post-traumatic stress. You know, he had an occasional little issue, because that's the nature of it. He was a bit of a loner in that when he was depressed, he would evidently go out and drive. That's what he did. Heck, I think I used to do that, and I didn't have PTSD. So I can understand that. I can understand that. About Wednesday. I lose track. Wednesday? I don't know. I saw a tweet from his fiance, April. It said, I will love you forever, Adam. I didn't like the way that sounded. So I wrote him. And I said, Adam, tell me you're okay. Unfortunately, he didn't answer back. April answered back. Adam was in one of those moods and went out for a drive. He was a good-hearted guy. He was a giant, but he was a good-hearted guy. He saw somebody walking on the side of the road, a hitchhiker. He picked them up and gave them a ride. That low-life piece of crap shot him and killed him. Douglas Adam Barnett, loyal listener of the show, murdered. Guy served 3 tours in Iraq, survived all of that. Went through his own battles with post-traumatic stress. Seemed to be coming out of all of that. Was living for his five-year-old son, Ivan, and his 2-year-old daughter, Madeline, and his fiance, April. And was shot and killed. When I heard this, I was devastated. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with this world, but I know this. I know we have to find a way to do more for our veterans. We need to find a way to help them in every way they can. I mean, we have 22 veteran suicides a day. That didn't happen to Adam, but it might have. And his feelings of PTSD are what led him to these drives he would take. Tiger Todd says, man, that's an eye-opener. He was only 1 year older than me. Sounds almost identical to the Chris Kyle tragedy. Thoughts and prayers. Yeah, it's, you know, again, I sort of view us as family. All of you. Anytime I learn that something happens to one of you who's listened to this show, who's participating in this show, you know, I feel like I know you. I never met Adam. I never met him personally. He was living in Tennessee these last 2 years, but I knew him. I knew him. And I tried to help him to the extent that I could. And again, I think that what's important out of this is that we all share responsibility for our veterans. we can't just ignore them when they come back. It's unacceptable that we have 22 veteran suicides a day. It's unacceptable. Texter 932 says, I'm a veteran. The story just stabbed me in the heart. We cannot accept that. We need to speak to all of our lawmakers. We need to get them to understand that this can't be. That whatever these people need when they come home, that they get it. That they get whatever it is they need. And I don't care about the excuses. This is impossible to me on so many levels. I mean, we have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old without a dad. We have a woman who lost the love of her life. And we have a young man who served 3 terms in Iraq representing his country, whose life was stolen by some thug. He survived 3 terms to have his life taken by some street thug who he tried to do a favor to. I can tell you this. From my conversations with Adam over 2 years, he was a big-hearted individual. Cared about the right things. He was actually a Tar Heel fan living in Easley. He'd write me, he'd ask me questions about sports. I would always answer him. Whenever I saw anything from him, I would answer him. And I would write him, and I'd check in and see how he was doing, what he had done, you know. And when I saw that tweet from April, I think it was Wednesday, I knew instantly it was not good. And, you know, and my first thought was, he had regressed and he had committed suicide. But that wasn't the case. He was murdered. He was murdered. Regardless, we can't stand by and have 22 members of our armed forces committing suicide in this country every single day and think that that's okay. It's not okay. It's never been okay. And we have to do more. And I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what you can do as individuals. But I would contact our lawmakers and I would tell them that this can't be. And you lawmakers out there, if there are any of you listening, this can't be. The reason Douglas Adam Barnett is dead is because he had PTSD and it manifested itself for him in these drives he would take. And he was too big-hearted to pass somebody on the road. But maybe he didn't need to take these drives. That's it. I'm moving to sports. But I feel like I lost a friend for no good reason. We have to do more. Walt Dipchula Road Rage. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfilA.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I see love is blind, throw the air in there. I see.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I'm going to have to thank you as a group for all the texts that you're sending. There may be a fund set up for the children because I found a text from another friend of Adam's who went to school with him. He says, well, Adam was a close friend of mine from high school. I'm also close to his family. Not sure if you can mention it, but there's a GoFundMe for his kids' education fund. We will do that. Absolutely. And I appreciate everything that you're saying. I mean, Russ from Spartanburg, well, this is why WCCP is so special. We laugh and cry together. Sorry for the loss of your friend. You know, I appreciate all of the texts that are coming in. And I'm getting a lot of texts from veterans as well. I have to thank you as a group because I can't respond to all of you during the show. There's no way I can do it. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the responses. 901, I'm not sure I'm worthy of that, but I appreciate that. I really do. You can get in if you want. 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to turn our attention towards sports now and get to some of the things I wanted to get to on yesterday's show as well. I had formulated a question for every ACC team. One key question in conjunction with ACC Media Days. And I thought we'd start there today. I do want to get back into a few things from Dabo Sweeney's golf outing, which I had still not covered yet. I had not covered what Brent Venables had to say. I had not yet covered what Mickey Conn had to say and a few others. So I want to get to that as well. Also on the docket for today, team number 36. We will reveal team 36. Maybe a little bit of a surprise there as well. And if you want to get in on any of this, you're welcome to do so. All right, so here's my one key question for every ACC team, and we'll go through them and we'll discuss them, I also want to get into again a little bit of the unavoidable Kelly Bryant v. Trevor Lawrence. It's not really Kelly Bryant v. Trevor Lawrence since they both play on the same team, but I do have a couple things I want to add in regards to that conversation later today, but I'm going to start off with the ACC questions. And we'll start with Florida State. These are in no particular order. I have them divided into Atlantic and Coastal. That's the only division in it. Let me start with Florida State. And, you know, when you watch the Seminoles and people talk about Francois and they'll talk about Blackman, and both those kids can play. They're both talented. They're both gifted. They can both play. I mean, I personally think DeAndre Francois is the better of the two quarterbacks. But I like Blackman. I think that they're both gifted. They're both gifted. But again, you know, I saw Cam Akers. I saw his squat numbers the other day. And he's sort of built for the squat, to be honest, as a starting point. You know, he's thick and he's sort of short and he's sort of built for the squat. But he squatted 585 pounds, which is incredible. But in response to that, I wrote, the only problem is, I said, I get that Cam Akers squatted 585, but he said the only problem is his offensive line squats 85. And that leads us to Florida State's key question. Because I think on the surface, most people think, well, the key question is Francois or Blackman. It's not. That's really not much of a question at all, because both those guys have already proven they can play. So Florida State's okay going with either one of them. That's not really a dilemma. That's actually a positive that they have two guys who have already proven that they can play. Now, they have some key losses in other areas. I mean, you know, they lost James on the back end of that defense. That's a key loss. They lost Josh Sweat. lost nose tackle. They lost some key components, key component parts. For a team that really wasn't any good. I mean, you know, the challenge for Willie Taggart is he actually does have to rebuild a little bit. It's not, there's talent at Florida State, but it's not the talent that it once was. And that had declined some under Jimbo Fisher. So the challenge there is that I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines in a minute. You know what? Let me get back to this in a minute. Let me get to Scott and Rob. Both want to talk about Adam. Scotty and Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
I'm blessed. First of all, I'd like to send my prayers out for you and the family and everybody. WCCP's been having a hard week, and Mickey lost his dog. It's not the same thing as a human, but to me it is. My dog is my family.
So, oh, yeah. No, I've been through that. I know.
I send my prayers out to everybody. I was just going to say on that Ryers and you, you know, it's that time of year that you hear all that negative and that 15 minutes of sensational fame of beating a woman or stupid stunts. On Ryder Than You, he got some kind of blog or text that's open to the internet, which I don't have, but of over 100 NFL players donating to charity, such as the defensive end for Houston creating $37 million to help people. And once a week, we couldn't hear some good news. The 1 minute of good, you know, because there's so many people doing so many good things in sports, it's a shame that all we're listening to is sad and, you know, bad news. And not from you. I respect you for doing such tragedies like the Townville shooting and humanizing the situation, regardless of sports, and I just want to thank you and love you.
Thank Bye. You, Scott. Love you, too. Let me get to Rob. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm calling on you about your friend there. Being he's a military and he fought in the war there, he can go to the American Legion, what they call Legacy Fund. His family can, and help pay for his children's education.
Okay, I'm glad to know that.
I'm a vet myself. I'm part of the American Legion, and I figured let me pass that on because that's what that fund's there for, is to help children of fallen soldiers and combat soldiers.
Well, I appreciate, Rob, first of all, thank you for your service, and I appreciate you taking the time to share that information.
Yes, sir, and I love your show. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. And just make a note of that for me, Monona, please. You want to get in again, 654-7627, 654-7627. Getting back to Florida State and the one key question for every team, every ACC team. You know, again, we can talk about the quarterback at Florida State. We can talk about the receivers at Florida State, which is a legitimate topic of conversation because, quite honestly, they've not had a receiver of note since Kelvin Benjamin. He's the last receiver that really made an impact. And then before him, I guess, Green. There hasn't been any productivity out of that receiving core at Florida State since. And that's one of the big issues with Jimbo Fisher's tenure. I don't even really know how to describe it. I've had conversations with Florida State insiders like Jeff Cameron about it. Because I've asked the question, nobody really knows. Nobody really knows why Florida State under Jimbo Fisher had been unable to produce or develop wide receivers. But that's a fact. There's been a suggestion. I think Jeff made the suggestion to me, maybe others, that perhaps his system was too complicated. It took too long to get guys on the field. You know, again, the way college football works, the way football works, period, the further away from the ball you are, the easier it should be to transition from one level to the next. So in other words, it should be easier for a wide receiver. Again, I appreciate all the notes that are coming in. I really do. Thank you. But in Florida State's case, again, that hasn't worked. Fisher has been slow. Fisher was slow to get these guys on the field, and the wide receiving core at Florida State has been basically invisible, which is really hard to understand given the recruiting base and where they are and all that. And so that's a question. It's a question that Willie Taggart inherits. The wide receiving core, that's a question. Who the quarterback will be, that's a question. Can Florida State replace the defensive talent that they lost to the NFL draft? That's a question. But none of those are Florida State's key question. Florida State's key question is fairly obvious, and who the quarterback is of no consequence unless they can fix that offensive line. And so the key question for Florida State is, can that offensive line block anybody? Because that offensive line didn't keep DeAndre Francois upright, got him injured, and Blackman quite honestly got the crap beat out of him playing behind that line. So the biggest question that the Noles face and Willie Taggart faces is, can he fix that offensive line, and how quickly can he do so? Look, they return the interior of that offensive line. Alec Eberle continues to be selected all league by people who don't watch or understand video. If he's the best the ACC has to offer at that position, there's an enormous problem. Alec Eberle never should have played at Florida State. Not athletic enough. He's gotten bigger and stronger. There's that. But he is not athletic enough to play center at the next level. He just isn't. Never has been. You know, his knowledge has improved. He's a tough guy. He has certain attributes. He's gotten bigger and stronger, but he's still a bigger, stronger, non-athletic center. And that's a problem. His lateral quickness is extremely limited. Extremely limited. And really, the best athlete on that offensive line a year ago was Rick Leonard, and he was a defensive convert. He's now off to the National Football League. He's with the Saints, so he's not going to help him. And he was the most athletic of those offensive linemen. You know, when I look at Florida State, you can talk about all these other elements you want, but until that offensive line gets fixed, Florida State's not going to be relevant. And I don't think that Willie Taggart can fix that in year one. I just don't. It's too much of a train wreck. I think certain elements of Taggart's offense will relieve some pressure, because I don't think you're going to have quarterbacks holding the ball as long in that offense and as you did in Jimbo Fisher's offense. But still, I think it's going to be a significant area of concern for Florida State, one that they can't immediately rectify. I think it's going to take 2 to 3 years to fix that offensive line. Therefore, that's their key question. If they can fix it, then maybe they can win 9 or 10 games. Logic tells me that's not the case. You're not going to be able to fix it. And therefore, you know, I think best case scenario, they're an 8-win team because they need to find a way to answer that key question. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Urban Nirvana is a special place. There are 12 different types of massage to choose from. You've heard the unsolicited testimony. Daredevil and his wife going there multiple times. They love it. Again, there's a massage for every person. There's even a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester. Couples absolutely swear by it. This is Urban Nirvana. They also have the salon. It's a special place. It is, as the name implies, it is an Urban Nirvana. And there's something for everybody, and you'll find all the Rees there, refreshed, rejuvenated, reborn. It can all be had at Urban Nirvana. you know, here's the thing. If no one's given you a gift of Urban Nirvana, give one to yourself. Who deserves it more than you? But if there's somebody in your life, your wife, your mother, your girlfriend, and not just for ladies anymore, fellas, but someone who does things for you on a daily basis, give the gift of Urban Nirvana. It's a tremendous gift. Your recipient will love you for it. And from your standpoint, it can't be easier. You just go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. That's it. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
Countdown is on. 43 days till Clemson football.
Ryan takes a snap, looks, and now going to take it left side, take off and run with it, get outside the 10 to the 5, looking for the end zone, and into the end zone goes Kelly Bryant. 10th play of the drive upcoming. Bryant takes a snap, gives it to ETN. He's in it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or a birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy from Ed Murdoch's, you probably paid too much.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale. With 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials, save 60% on a great selection of fine jewelry. Get our lowest prices of the season on damask sheets and bedding. 65% off. Save 65 to 70% on luggage closeouts from Samsonite, Delsey, and more. And luxurious hotel collection bath towels and rugs are 60% off. Need it in a hurry? Make your purchase at Macy's.com and get free pickup in store Friday and Saturday. Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
How many times must I tell you, babe?
Walt Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll tell you, the outreach has been pretty amazing. A lot of people who want to help. So, Upstate Warriors has already come in. Adam was in their system. I gave him new contact info. They're going to help, and I'll let you know as we move forward. For all the people who are asking in what ways they may be able to help, I'll let you know as we move forward. And again, I'm very appreciative of all that. Let's go to NC State. Again, Florida State's question, one key question for every team. Florida State's question is clearly their offensive line. It's inarguable, so there's that. NC State, you know, NC State has a talented core of wide receivers. They do have to replace Nyheim Hines, who was an incredibly explosive, versatile back and really a key in their system. That won't be easy. They also have to replace Jalen Samuels is one of the best players in the ACC. You ask Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson staff, anytime they play NC State, what guy concerned them? Jalen Samuels always concerned them. No one ever figured out what Jalen Samuels was. You didn't need to know what he was. You didn't need to know whether he was a fullback, a running back, an H-back, a tight end. You didn't need to know. All you knew is that guy was going to hurt you. Because he's just a football player. They couldn't figure out what he was in high school. Colleges didn't want him at first because, you know, he just didn't look like that much. Where are you going to play him? Jalen Samuels was one of those guys, you didn't worry about where you were going to play him. You just made sure you had him on your side. He was one of the best players. I mean, the ACC invented a position for him to put him on an all-league team. That's how unique his situation was and how unique a player he was. So that's a key loss. And those are all significant questions for NC State. But none of those are the main questions. The main question for NC State is how does NC State replace the loss of 8 defensive starters, including the entire defensive line, who were all drafted in the top 128 picks of the draft? And again, it's absolutely clear to me as somebody who knows the draft that Kentavious Street would have been selected in the top 85 or 90 picks had he not torn his ACL in the draft preparation lead up. So when you look at the quality of the players that NC State lost up front, nobody can replace those kind of players. Nobody. Not even Clemson, Alabama can lose 4 guys of that ability and immediately replace them. And certainly NC State can't. They are not at the level from a depth standpoint, from a program standpoint, that a Clemson or Alabama are at, obviously. And therefore, that's an enormous loss. They're not the same football team. They're just not. Not in any way, shape, or form are they the same team. Offensively, obviously, they still have Finley. They still have the wide receivers. The running game is going to look different. Gillespie will probably get the majority of the carries. But you're certainly losing some star players on offense. But the biggest question for NC State is how do you make up for the loss of 8 defensive starters, most notably that whole defensive line? Now, Roseboro has ability. As I've said already, I think he'll step into that pass rushing role. But the surprisingly big loss there, the loss of those 2 defensive tackles. I mean, everyone knows about Bradley Chubb, but people don't know how good those 2 D tackles were. And if you took the time or if you saw them at the Senior Bowl workouts and the one-on-one workouts, those 2 guys won every battle they went up against. Every one-on-one matchup, they whooped their guys. I mean, it was amazing. And that's the group NC State lost. And again, Street would have been a top 85 pick without the knee injury. NC State's entire defensive line would have been drafted in the first 85 picks of the draft. I'm sorry, you can't fix that. You just can't. There's no way to fix it. And here's the thing. Even if you have one or two guys, which they do, that can move into a couple of those spots, your depth is just shot. So I think NC State's going to have to outscore people all year. It's going to be a different-looking NC State team that's probably going to throw it more this year. You know, last year they were primarily a conservative team that relied on their defense and a short passing game with the accuracy of Finley to complement their running game. But they favored a physical approach to the game. This year, you know, again, it was an extremely mature team too. And in some areas, they're still mature, but they're not mature on the defensive front where they need to be. Therefore, they're going to take a hit. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, how far they fall remains to be seen, but I can't see them winning more than seven games. I don't see it. I just don't think they're, I think given those, the magnitude of those defensive losses, you know, you can talk all you want about quarterback and this and that, and quarterback matters. But when you're a team like NC State and you have built a defensive line over 4 years like they had last year, a line that was physically gifted and mature, you just can't, there's no way. There's no way. You know, I think NC State is probably a fourth place team in the division, and something of that sort, and maybe even fifth. They're going to take a fall, and they better keep Finley upright because their fortunes are going to depend on him now. And this year, they're going to have to rely more on a passing game. They're going to have to score more points because their defense is going to give up more points. I mean, their defense might get torched. That defense is going to be suspect. There's no question about that. You want in, you can get in, 654-7627. All right, so Florida State's key question is their offensive line. NC State's key question is how do they replace those eight defensive starters, and most notably the defensive front, which, again, all would have been top 85 draft picks. You know, let me say this, too. There's sort of an amazing circumstance in the ACC, going from NC State this past year to Clemson this year, and that you're going to have two teams in consecutive years of the ACC. For years, the SEC believed that the reason they were better than you, and you, regardless of who you were, the SEC believed they were better than you because they believed that their defensive front sevens were better than you. And they were right. Their defensive front sevens were better. Well, that's changing a little bit, as witnessed by these last two defensive fronts. NC State had four defensive linemen drafted in the top 128 players of the draft. And again, it would have been the top 85 or 90, but Street tore his ACL before the draft. I was astonished he went 128. I thought he would fall further than that. But the fact he went 128 with the torn ACL is absolute proof that he would have been taken in the top 85 or 90 picks. So you would have had an entire defensive front taken in the top 85 or 90 picks. Well, now a year later, you're going to see the same exact thing out of Clemson. You're going to see a Clemson defensive front that gets drafted in the first 60, 70 picks, an entire defensive line. So 2 years in a row in the NFL draft, the ACC is going to have a defensive line drafted in the top 100 picks. Because to my way of thinking, again, I'm just granting Street that position. I mean, people could say, well, but he didn't go to 128. Yeah, but again, he would have. It's inarguable. It's inarguable if you have any clue what's going on. So to me, that's pretty unusual. That's pretty unusual. I mean, you don't see that type of thing very often. I mean, even for a team like in Alabama, having a whole defensive line drafted in the top 100 picks is exceedingly rare. I mean, there have been years where Alabama didn't have anybody drafted from the defensive front in their heyday here under Saban until the fifth round. So it's exceedingly rare to have a situation where in consecutive years you have that. That's a big loss for NC State. They're not going to recover from that. Let me tell you about Harry's. What I love most about Harry's is the closeness of the shave. The flexible, soft hinge just glides across the contours of my face. There are no cuts. There are no burns. There's none of that with Harry's. The eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. Try it. You'll love it. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with me at harrys.com. You get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus shipping. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, any of that nonsense that the leading brand has used for years to raise prices. They knew a great shave came down to the steel. So they bought the German factory that made the finest steel and blades on earth. And the rest, as they say, is history. Half the price of the major brands, that's Harry's. The best shave you can get. Listen, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners on my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. You get the starter set, five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT, harrys.com.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.